Blog Talk Radio.
There.
Yep. Are you there?
You got it. I'm here. You hear the song? I'm here. Hey, it's time. It's time for Awaken to Empowerment. It's time to awaken consciousness. It's time for a paradigm shift. It's time for love and empowerment to create your ideal life. It's time to deploy the Awakened Life Excel process. This show is just for freedom-loving souls, and we're going to be discussing entrepreneurship, wellness, holistic health, fitness, and other life-enriching discussions. It is time right now for the Awakened series. This is Carol Parisi. My co-host Nancy G's with me. How you doing, girl? You had a busy day. You just eat this one out, man. How you doing? Uh-oh, I ain't hearing you, but I see you got a hot mic.
That's because I touched something.
Yeah, you do that a lot.
I know, because it's like right where my chin is and I talk. So if I don't make the screen go away,
Probably it'd be interesting to create a new phone design. But anyway, how you doing this Monday? You had a busy day. You just eat this one out today. You had another obligation till your time. 5 o'clock,
yep.
Your time. 6:05,
yep.
Whatever.
Yeah, it worked out perfectly.
Well, thank you for your commitment. Awesome. Awesome, awesome.
No problem.
So life is good, huh?
Life is excellent.
You know,
going along as divinely planned.
I posted something today on Facebook that got a little bit of ruckus, actually it was my very own post. I created it, and let me see if I can find I will find it right now. Okay, posted it in Awaken America, and it just got a little thing. It's a little thing says here, Democrat, you know, with a little checkbox in front of it. Republican with a little checkbox in front of it, and then a little checkbox, and following the little checkbox is done playing. Not falling for the divide and conquer game anymore. Awaken America. And it's like, you know what, really? It's just so time for the divide and conquer game to be put behind us, you know? I mean, as far as a nation, this is one nation. As far as the best. Hello? Nancy there?
I could barely hear you, yeah. I don't know what happened.
I heard you saw another call coming in. But anyway.
I think it was my alarm going off, but anyway, to tell me I better be in line.
Well, anyway, divide and conquer is not a good thing, so. Anyway, I thought it was pretty interesting, and it did get some excitement. So, what else is going on with you?
Just the usual hubbub of all kinds of activities and opportunities, and go, like Will said, go in with the flow.
Okay. Now, I noticed you posted something. Can this work for your product line? It's from a direct sales company or only product you produce or manufacture. The product launch formula. Do you know anything about that?
I heard his initial spiel, but I did not hear anything. It was just kind of a different way to bring attention to your product line. So that's what I was asking him, if it was just for something that you're manufacturing and doing yourself, or is it applicable to all situations? And since I did that early today, I didn't get to see what his response, but on his video he did say that he was going to be getting back to everybody. The good part of what he said on there, as far as for an entrepreneurial tip about a new business venture, was that most pitches are either a blog or a video that kind of have, like, content, a problem, and then at the bottom a solution, and the only solution is to buy the person's product. And he feeds people several videos he prefers and presents the problem and then immediately gives the solution, and then the next one is present a problem, you know, give a solution, and it's not a solution about selling you your product. That's not even a part of the equation. So what he said, the reason for doing that three times is you're building trust, you're building a following, people are interested in what you have to say because you're not just giving them this kind of problem situation, you're giving them practical information. And then by the third one, you do the same format, but then you can do your introduction to whatever it is that you're promoting. So it was an interesting format.
Okay. So can you give any details that you gleaned from it?
No, because I didn't get his second video. Obviously, this was him presenting a problem, saying, hey, you want a business and you want to launch it properly and you don't want the failure to launch kind of thing. So he, you know, obviously is going through a process of that. So that's why he said, please ask any questions. And that's why I threw that question out there to try to make some kind of dialogue. But it's a, you know, three-step program, so to speak. So I have to see what he has next for me in my inbox.
Okay, so you don't have any. So obviously sending out videos and teasing people is probably part of the process.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's
okay.
Supposed to be able to work for any business. And he was talking more product-oriented or service-oriented. That's why I asked him if it works for direct sales, you know, something you're already.
Okay, all right.
An ending. I just have the beginning part at the moment.
Okay. So direct sales. How's your experience with direct sales been? What would you? I love the business model of direct sales network marketing, but not all network marketing companies are created equal. So what would you say as far as
sure.
Network marketing goes? What would be a key component to success for any listeners that are thinking of getting into a network marketing program?
Well, you have to go back to, I don't know if you didn't post yet, but I'm sure you will, the questions that you're supposed to ask about any business opportunity, which is, you know, is it something that solves a problem that, for people? Is it something within reason that most people would partake in?
Mm-hmm.
Is it an affordable entry-level kind of situation? Is it duplicatable? And then you have to look at their pay plan and see how is that structured. Is there enough to work with? Are there different avenues of income rather than just, I'm going to buy a product and then I'm going to sell it?
Yeah. Okay. So I guess do you think there's companies that hype and create need for the product? Do you think people do that?
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure there are a lot of interesting products out on the market that have been media hyped rather than, so they create a problem to be solved by their product. So that means there wasn't one there in the beginning.
Well, I mean, I know right now you're selling a skincare product. And by the way, thank you. I received those the day 1 through 7. And their product is aging. I guess a lot of folks don't want to age. They want to age gracefully, slow the aging process down, the visual aging process. So, I mean, that's probably, in the Western civilization here, I don't think it's so prevalent in the rainforest or in Kenya. I don't think they really care. I think they're more interested in feeding themselves. But here we have life a little easier. I think it's probably a common occurrence, correct?
Right.
Do you think more women or more men?
Both.
Both.
I think men are becoming more conscious of that they want to look good too, and depending in the professional world, when they're competing against younger people that might be budging them out of a job, they want to, you know, continue to have a youthful appearance. And, of course, you got all the public figures that, of course, want to continue to have a youthful appearance for obvious reasons. So I think men are becoming more conscious about taking care of their skin and taking care of themselves, the exterior.
I tend to agree with you. I think a man is more likely to buy online via, like, some kind of promotion. I think a woman likes the touchy-feely, go to the mall, get the special promotion kind of thing.
Right.
I don't think men like the shopping experience as much as women do. They want the information, and they want to be told how to utilize it and make it go.
Right. And since there's, you know, online videos with this particular product line on how and where and why and all that, it makes it extremely accessible for them to just say, well, yeah, I'm going to buy that product, and I'll just go on the YouTube video, and I'll watch it, and I'll know exactly how to use it properly and what it can do for me. Or that might be the sell to them is that they go on there and then see the video and then say, oh, that was awesome. I love that video. I'm going to, you know, follow the website link and go buy me some of that.
Now, the product that you sent me, that has to be used 7 days consecutively in a row?
I believe it's most effective if you use it consistently, because it will take, about the 21 to 30 days to start seeing the results of the serum product. The other instant one, obviously, you know, you've seen the videos yourself. It does give you an instant boost.
Cool. So let me ask, how do you use the serum product, the long-term one? You use it twice a day, or you use it before, you know, because the skin actually replenishes itself at night more readily. Do you use a topical moisturizer over it? Any of those questions?
So as a one, as a good skincare expert once told me, you put the you do serum first, and then this company does make an AM and PM day cream and night cream moisturizer to put on as well. So it depends
right.
on, you know, what level of products you have or available to you or what level of commitment you want to make to that product line.
Now,
and,
are they designed synergistically and it's not going to work if you use a different moisturizer, or you could use it with any moisturizer?
I don't know what they tout specifically. I would think they would say that you need to use theirs, but I don't know if that's necessarily true. I would assume that they have done the research, but I use the word assume, so there you go. So that's a good question I can ask to the people that I'm involved with.
Probably should hook me up with the people that you're involved with only because of my past life.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, and you'll know some other questions to ask them.
Different thinking.
Well, they're on the Facebook page. She is hooked up through the Facebook page, so you can get to her if you want to.
Now, let's do a conference call. I'm sure she would love it.
She's on vacation right now, but we can when she gets back.
Okay, that's good enough. But anyway, so do you use it morning and night? Can I just use it one time a day? And now, does this have the hexapeptide in there? Is it supposed to... It's a cellular rejuvenation. Right? Oh, I love it. Awaken to Beauty.
Do you like my name I picked?
I like the name you picked. It's like a whole, I love it.
It was just so, came to me. I'm like, oh, I'm going to wait till she sees what I picked for the name.
And you know what? Oh, my gosh.
Website.
Yeah. You know what, because our Awakened to Empowerment show, and we are going to promote some of our business ventures, is Awakened to Entrepreneurship, and it's going to be A2. We could just call it the A2 project.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Like the letter A2, that could be the logo.
Yeah, that could be an awesome logo. That's why I put number 2 in the middle, because I just thought that was being creative and different.
That's what I wrote today as I was doing some of my masterminding. Isn't that hysterical?
That is very funny. Well, connected minds think alike.
Hey, friends, you know what? Hook up with us now. If you're listeners, hook up with us now, because we are on a trajectory of something huge, and it's so amazing, the journey that we are embarking on here. And just, you know, keep listening to our show. Feel free to reach us via Facebook, in the internet. It's or you can even private message us, I'm sure, through Blog Talk Radio here. But listen in or call in. Feel free to call in, too, if you want, 646-787-1584. We are live here every Monday night, 5 o'clock Central Time, 6 o'clock Eastern, and we go for a half hour. So just a little plug, because we're going to be doing some major entrepreneur training. And with that, I want to share a little health tiplet with you, Nancy. I don't know if I've mentioned this before.
Cool.
And if I have, I'm okay with it, because... it's still a good thing. The Greek yogurt.
Yeah.
Greek yogurt protein powder. Easy peasy. Stick a little bit of coconut shreds in there to sweeten it up. I got to tell you, it is such a nutritionally dense snack that replaces, you know, ice cream or frozen yogurt. The sugar content is 6. You know, the net carbs is pretty well down there. So it's that's for a whole cup, too. Generally, a whole cup of that's pretty filling, especially if you're sticking a scoop of protein powder in there, carb-free and sugar-free protein powder. It's pretty dense.
Hey,
so.
Question for you. Have you frozen the Greek yogurt?
I have not frozen the Greek yogurt, but I have a feeling if you freeze it, it's not going to be squishy, mushy enough. It's going to be hard and solid.
Right. I'm wondering if there's some happy medium to sort of freezing it to make it more ice creamy and cold.
If you were to put the coconut butter, the coconutter flavors in there with a little protein powder, if that oiliness texture would give you less of a frozen consistency. Because those coconuts are phenomenally delish. They are delish.
Yeah, because I'm not a fan of shredded, but I like the coconut or butter.
Well, I do the cocoa, the shredded. I like the texture. I'm a texture kind of gal, so I put the coconut
right.
shredded in there, and that gives you a nice sweetness. And it's unsweetened. I use Bob Red's Mill Organic, and it
uh-huh.
gives you the sweetness and the texture. But, and it's the carb, the net carbs, because the coconut shreds are like all fiber. So,
right. No, I understand the importance of it. I just wish I could get over the texture.
Get over it.
It still to this day bothers me. I don't know rightly why. I'm happy to give it a whirl again. And a little bit's okay in stuff. Maybe I've just tasted stuff where it's so inundated and it's like total texture. I love coconut. I love the flavor. I love coconut milk. I like all that coconutty stuff. Just
uh-huh.
not the flaky stuff.
But just not the flaky. See, I eat it right out of the package like that. But I'm kind of goofy anyway. Let's see.
I'm the goofy one about the texture. Most people could care less.
I wanted to share something else with you. You know, you could prevent diabetes with vitamin D. There's an article here. This is just in from the Spanish researchers. Correcting a vitamin D deficiency is one of the fastest, most effective, and easiest ways to cut your risk of diabetes by 36% or more. Vitamin D helps your pancreas produce insulin, plus it helps your muscle cells burn blood sugar for fuel. So, then you got to maximize it with probiotics. Really interesting things. You know, you might want to eat more D-rich fish, salmon, trout, tuna, and mackerel.
So, are you saying D as in boy or D as in David?
D as in David.
Okay.
D as in
David. So can
David.
I get that if I am exposed to the sun enough every day?
Well, that's a good thing, too. Yes, that is a good thing. Now, it says
okay.
a couple of
maybe that's why I don't have diabetes. I
no,
get
mushrooms?
All that sun.
Mushrooms make vitamin D when exposed to ultraviolet light. Huh. Maximum benefit.
How do you know if the mushrooms have been exposed to that?
Yeah, well, it's right, because mushrooms generally grow in the dark. But here it says, get the most from your
right.
supplement. For maximum benefit, take your vitamin D with a meal. Fat helps your body absorb the nutrient better. Also, avoid pairing D with any meds unless you check with your doctor or pharmacist. Several common over-the-counter prescription drugs impede vitamin D's absorption, including antacid, steroids, blood pressure, and cholesterol-lowering drugs. So
we just heard a whole show on that, didn't we?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. Pardon me?
I said we just heard a whole show on all those kind of medicines and stuff, didn't we?
Yes, we did. Yes, we did. Interesting. There you go. But I didn't, you know what? There was nothing said about vitamin D in there, though any of those other shows that we heard the other day either.
No, they didn't say. They said that those medicines do make other complications, but they did not say that it would cause a vitamin D deficiency and therefore would make you susceptible to diabetes. Because if you are taking medicines for all those other issues, you probably have some propensity to head towards the diabetic end too.
I think stress is the worst thing.
I agree.
With my own life, with all the crazy that's going on in my own life right now, and I'm really trying to do breathing to manage the stress. I mean, doing really deep breathing. And, oh, hey, did I tell you I got a chi machine? Did I tell you I got a chi machine?
A chi machine. No, you did not.
Got a chi machine. wanted one for years. Actually, I got two of them. I got two for the price of one. I figured when you come back here, we could do our spa days and do our chi, do, you know, balance our chi together. But I was actually, anyway, you know,
awesome.
I'm trying to do deep breathing, though. But stress is bad. Stress is bad. Stress makes you fat. So with that, entrepreneurship is no stress, right, Nance?
Well, you know, it's all how you approach it. You can make it stress-free if it depends on how your attitude is towards doing it.
Right.
To me, it's exciting and joyful, and I look forward to the challenges of what it is.
I think it's all perception, you know, and how you take things in, and it's how you look at things.
Yep.
And that really does help you be more excellent or more stressed, you know. So very interesting. Well, we've got about 2 minutes left of our show. We actually have 3 minutes. Any thoughts from you? Any tips? Any news?
You want a quick good, since we were sharing a recipe thing?
Sure.
The lovely pancake batter that I told you that I'm in love with that is high fiber, low carbs for pancakes, that's for darn sure. Anyway, there was a protein powder pancake mix that I came across in an advertisement, and it was very, very expensive. And I thought, okay, I got this wonderful pancake mix, and how can I make eating a pancake better than just a big carbo whack with flour in it? So I took protein powder in with the pancake mix, because that's basically what this pancake mix looked like. And I made chocolate peanut butter pancakes, and they came out freaking fantastic.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, let me take that, let me make a little statement on that. If you take egg whites and you take almond flour and protein powder, mix them up, that's really, really nutrient-dense pancakes, too.
Oh, that sounds even yummier. And then you could even, do you need to sweeten it a little bit, like with coconut sugar or something?
You could if you wanted to, but personally, between the pecan, I've actually done pecan. Pecan almost is a little sweet. You know, the protein powder is sweet enough for me. You know what?
Mm-hmm.
You would want to put on it, if you put a little bit of mascarpone on there, it's like an Italian sweet cream, but it's zero carbohydrates, and it's called mascarpone. If you just put a little tiny bit of that on, that gives you enough sweet. It is delicious.
Mm-hmm.
It's very gourmet. They're almost like a crepe pancake with a cream, you know, rich cream. But you don't need a lot of mascarpone. It's delish. But we have 1 minute left. I think this has been an interesting show. We were kind of all over the place, but that's okay. Because
right.
I think we got some really interesting things between the skincare line, the service, the ABC services. And even this coconut stuff, the coconut butter, it's kind of an interesting thing. It's not seen anything like. So with 60 seconds left, Nance, any final words for this week?
Stay healthy, be well, and enjoy every moment, because it might be your last.
Well, there you go. That's pretty deep. All right, well, thanks for listening to Awaken to Empowerment. Hopefully we will catch you back here next week, same time, same channel. And let's let Boston lead us out for this week's show and close us out. Make it a great week and be blessed. Ciao, ciao. Bye, Nance.
Ciao, ciao. Bye.
Bye.